Yud Gimel Shvat, Monday the 2nd of February, Rabbi Aaron Elias, insights into Or HaChaim HaKadosh on the Parsha.
Parsha Revi, Torah says, B'chodesh HaShlishi L'tzeis V'nei Yisrael Meret Yitzroyim, B'yol Mazeh Bo Midbar Sinoi. Torah continues, V'yisu Merufidim V'yavol Midbar Sinoi. A repetition. Vayachanu ba'midbo vayichan shom Yisrael neged ahor. The Rochaim, famous Rochaim HaKadosh, says that there's extra words here in the Pasuk, in the Psukim, these two Psukim. He says three Yisoidas. First of all, the Torah is telling us that Midbar Sinai, anovo, it's a hachona, three preparations to Kabbalah. So Torah, the first being anovo. Midbar Sinai, yafke atzmo, midbo, person wants to be koin a Torah, he has to have midas anovo. Secondly, Vayisu Merfidim, Chazal Darshan, Rofu Deim Na Torah, this is Midas Atlus, which prevents a person from achieving in Torah. So the requirement is Midas Hazrizus to keep away from Atlus. The third and final Hakdoma, he says, is Vayichan Yisro, Shom Yisro Neged Ahol, Loshen Yochid, that is to say, Klal Yisrael had Achdus between them. They were united, and that's the third and final Hachona for Kabbalah Torah. Zrizus, Achdus, and Anova. I thought, a long time ago, I thought about it. I understood the Or HaChaim that he's really, this caters for three dimensions, the three dimensions in Avodas Hashem. Avodas Ben Odom L'Chavero, Ben Odom L'Mokom, Ben Odom L'Atzmo. Zrizus is Ben Odom L'Chavero, B'Atzmo. Ben Odom L'Atzmo, a person, the more he's Zrizus, he overcomes the Atzlus, then he's Matzliach in Avodas Hashem. Not only in a positive way to utilize his time, but the Chaznish has an interesting idea about Zrizus. He says sometimes a person realizes there's a problem, and Atzus tells him, just go weiter, continue, don't worry about it. Zrizus says, stops him in his tracks and to solve the problem and then go weiter, not to just ignore it. That's another aspect of Zrizus. Anova, we understand, would be Ben Odom Lamokum. The Ramban says in the famous Igeres that Gaiva himata boirek. Gaiva, arrogance, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, as it were, a Kodesh Baruch Hu's cloak. We mustn't use the Kodesh Baruch Hu's cloak. Anova, we understand on a simple level, that's Ben Odom Lamokum. We're being pogea poigem in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus Shemaim, Hashem Moloch Geirus Lovish. Only a Kodesh Baruch Hu has a right to have arrogance. Thirdly, the Achdus. Achdus Dichor is Ben Odom L'Chaveiro. It's a wonderful thing. If people are Ba'achdus, then the Chaveirim have a terrific enjoyment from it. And the Tuelis Ben Odom L'Chaveiro. There's a famous Chasam Sofer, true Chasam Sofer, I think, Gor Chaim Kuf Samach Beis. Chasam Sofer brings a Maharal, very interesting, two parts of the world. And he says, he answers a difficulty. It's Taka Nogea. There was a Shaila once had regarding Chosam V'Yom Huposo. Kala as well. We know Minhag Yisrael is to ask brachos from Chosam V'Kala. The Shaila is very nice. There is a slight problem. The Rambam in the when he discusses Yisodas Haimunah, Yisodah Chamishi, he speaks about Tefillah. And Tefillah explains the Rambam, it has to be direct to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you can't obviously daven to an Entsoy and an intermediary. You can't even ask the intermediary to transfer your Tefillah. If that's the case, what's in the minhag? The minhag Yisrael to ask a bracha from Chosam V'Kala. We they are lichora being an emtsoi to daven on our behalf. What's pshat? And it's minhag Yisrael, so there's no chokim. It's zikha good. The Chasam Sofer says yisod, a terrific yisod, which answers it. Chasam Sofer says when a person goes, he speaks about going to a chokham, the Gemara in Bab Basa. There's such a thing as a person choyle bebeiso. He should go to the chokham Rosh Hashiva and should daven for him. So the Chasam Sofer says, what's the pshat in going to the Rosh Hashiva? So he says, the Rosh Hashiva is not davening for you. He's davening for himself. You succeeded in shaking him up, upsetting him. Now your tzar turns into his tzar. So when he's davening for himself. Who's himself? Yaakov ben Moshe, his fellow Yid. That's the Chasam Sofer. So Achdus, we see, if that's the getter of Achdus, we can see that for sure. But not on the Chaveiro, the tremendous benefit. And that's true. That Horace was true, that these three middas can be channeled into three dimensions. Zrizus ben Odom L'Atzmo, Anovo ben Odom L'Mokom, and Achdus ben Odom L'Chaveiro. What thought about it the last week, and I had another horror here. So I think really all three middos apply to all three spheres. You have Zrizus, Rabbi Sai. Zrizus is not just Benon La'atzmo. Zrizus has applications Benodon La'mokum. Rabbi Yeruchim from Mir Zatzal, he has a horror. He explains the Mishnah in Ovos. A very interesting Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Balabayis Doichik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Doichik. He's pressing. Who's he pressing? We know about this. Hashem, no one's pressing us. Everyone has their own cheshbonos, how much they can learn, how much they'll daven, zman allocation to work, etc. Who's pushing us? And I'm sahabi v'chorei, no one's pushing us. So the Baruch Hu and Balabayis Doichik is not the pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pushing anyone. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a hurry. Balabayis Doichik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a hurry. That is to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us opportunities in life. And if we're the right place at the right time, we can grab those opportunities, and then he goes right and gives us further opportunities. But if we just sit around and we don't utilize the opportunities, we can lose them, because he's in a hurry. Zrizus, that's Benodon L'mokum. And Benodon L'chaveira also, Zrizus has a very terrific part. The Gemara says, Le'olam Yishane L'talmid of Derech Ktzora. To be able to say over the information in a short and sweet way. A few words. But the right words, the person will hear it, remember it, he'll never forget it. And they'll accompany him. There is sometimes an historian to be marich and to say extra words, and sometimes a person misses the point. But Zrizus, if you can say over to someone, a vort, short and sweet, and he'll remember it, and he'll penetrate it, that's the best thing you can do for him. Rav Olba Zatzal had this Soda Tzimtzum, his forum he worked on writing short and brief to the point. That's something which is to work on. Get the message across, say the right thing, but in as few words as possible. Obviously, he has to understand, but sometimes you can get really short and sweet. So that's the Zrizus, which has application in all three spheres. If we take things a stage further, anova. Anova is not just an odom, lamokum, but we're interfering with Kodesh Baruch Hu's shlita, his Hashem Moloch Geus Lovesh. Anova also has terrific application of Chaveiro. There's nothing like an onov. His company is welcomed, is enjoyed. He's never stares anyone, people enjoy him, they don't notice him, he fits in beautifully. This is Benon La'chaveiro. And Anova Ben Odom La'atzmo, I want you to be marich a bit, vort from Chodos Al Vovos. Chodos Al Vovos says over, basic in Shara Kniyo, he says over what we're familiar to with in Geras HaRamban. Geras HaRamban says that when you see anyone, meet anyone, always think that he's greater than you. Find an aspect whether he's older than you, he's done more mitzvahs, he's younger, less averus, etc. You're a bigger chochem, then he's averus a shogig, you're amazed, and if he's a chochem more than you, then he's got more kavona in his ma'isim, and you've got less kavona. So that's the Geras HaRamban. I think the Chodos Al Vovos came earlier, and it could be that he's taken from the Chodos Al Vovos. The interesting hosof of the Chodos Al Vovos is that he said, Shol le-godla der echot. They asked a certain godla dor. Rabbi, so just remember, Chodos Al Vovos, the Rambam was made, the Sefer never left his father's table. Chodos Al Vovos was on his father's table because he was a dying, the Rambam's father. And the Chodos Al Vovos brings down, Shol le-godla dor echot, Bameho yiso odon le-chol b'nei dor echot. How did you become master of the whole generation? And he says this Rambam. He doesn't quote the Ramban. He says this, that he always, when he encountered someone, he always found a mile in the person above him. And therefore he was considered, and he says, he finishes off, he adds on and this word, Lo zazti melechabdom ulikonolim kulom. I never ever stopped respecting people and being machnia myself in front of them. That was a soid of Aslocha, that Mr. Chovov also brings, is to be Adon Chol B'nei Doiro. So Anova has what to do, Ben Adon La'atzmo with Derech Aliyah. I don't think there's any greater Derech Aliyah than that. And if we take on the Yesod of, the final Yesod, which was Achdus, the third Hachon of the Aruch Haim HaKodesh, was Achdus, which we said is L'choyre Ben Odom L'chaveiro. The emesis is Zoi, that today's, those who assigned Afayoimi, the very last line that Gemara brings, Tamid HaChomim Adam Sholem Bo'ilom. There's Yesod from the Sefer Haredim. Is people think that Ma'ab Shalom Bayis means that you can knock on doors and make Shalom Bayis. That's a very good thing, but that's not what Chazai mean. Talmidei Chachom Ma'ab Shalom Bayis means that Talmidei Chachom understand the importance of Shalom. They understand how important it is, and they act accordingly. They know how to weigh situations up, what to do, what not to do, and weigh everything up in their Mishkal Azov, the golden scales, how to make decisions. A very brief example, which is just in my mind. There was a shayla, a child was lifted in a neighborhood in Bayer Began by the name of Shloima, and another child was born. So a baby died, and a neighbour in the building wanted to, they had a child, they wanted to call the child Shlomo. It's a very popular name. So the father thought, saw no objection. The mother objected. She felt it wasn't fair with us. Their neighbours maybe might remind them of their child who they lost. So they went to Rabbi Zvi or Bar Shlita, and he referred the Shaila to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, his father. It was a Shaila, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, yes, the mother's right. The mother's right. It wouldn't be appropriate in the same building where they hear the child growing up and they remember their Shlomi who died. And that's, he has plenty of names to choose. So that was the decision. Achdus, we it applies not only ben odom le chaveiro, also ben odom le mokum, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, that's what we said, Tamid Chomad and Shalom Boyum is the pshat, that they understand the importance of Shalom and they know how to act accordingly and make the right decisions and weigh things up properly. And then you have a Shos HaShchina. And ben odom le atzmo, achdus as well, also, when a person is part of a tzibur, he's not a yochid. By the way, Rosa, I must say, I've been here just a few days after 9 years. I've been basically based in the Golden Screen. I see a terrific actus. I want to just say, Kehillah, a bunch of should help. That you, it should always be an actus in every respect with all individuals and all different communities within the community. Actus is a maila ben odom le'atzmo. If we have actus at twillers, by the way, Rosa, came out every twill of ours is Loshon Rabbi. And we don't daven for ourselves. We're davening for the klal. And we're davening for the klal. We become part of the klal. If we're part of the klal, our twillers take on a different proportion, a completely different dimension. This is ben odom le'atzmo. That's what I had to say. And I thought even further, just today, and that perhaps even we can take it a stage further, in Olam Abo. In Olam Abo, I think these three middas then have got tremendous significance. There is an interesting story. Once, Matzio Salomon, who was Angesund und Stark, he had the following aura. The Mishraim, when he speaks about Zrizus, Midas HaZrizus, he says that a person who's koyne the midah, then the reward will be in Olam Abo. He'll have Midas HaZrizus. I said, Matzio, what do you need Zrizus for in Olam Abo? He's been working 120 years with Torah and Mitzvahs, and now you're telling him that, you know, after Meir Vesim Shon, you have Midas HaZrizus. What does he need it for? Where is he running around in Olam Abo? What's the idea? Okay, we know there's a Masivta Shal Malo, Shiva Shal Malo, but what's the Zrizus? Where's it coming to it? There's no physical existence in Olam Abo. It's Ruchnius. So Matzio, he says, Hora, I don't think anyone can argue. I haven't seen anyone be masbid Mr. Shoyim, otherwise. He says, Midas HaZrizus, it's like this. In Olam Abo, we get Tassovus. Bershon gives us ideas and concepts in Torah and understanding. According to our preparation in this world, we get the Gelegenheit, Nenim Zivashkin, to understand Torah in more depth. We made our efforts here, and then we get rewarded accordingly, everyone. And Kodesh Baruch Hu fills us out with Torah. And it's Nenim Zivashkina, but there's a speed to it. You have different speeds. You can have one Hasoga, and then later on, I don't know, much longer, 10 minutes later, another Hasoga, or you can have one after the other. When a person is absorbing, and he gets more and more information, and more Nenim Zivashkina, you have levels in it. If a person with a reasons in this world, so the Shoyim will get the sign on our ball that will be treated to continuous Hasogas, one after the other. The other mitzvah of Achdus has got to do with Olam Abo. We are not Yechidim, Rabbi Sai. I want to say the two words which I heard once from Ramot Kamila Zatzal. Very inspiring words which are hard to forget. Mitzvah Achdus has got to do with Hiskalalus HaNeshomas, where Klal Yisrael basically, in the world of Neshomas, we're really one unit. We're not individuals. We are one. That's really the secret of the Chasid Seif which you mentioned. That when the Chochem was davening for the Choyle, he's actually davening for himself. Who's he davening for? Yaakov and Misha, that's paining me, my leg is paining me. Because Yaakov's leg is paining, it's paining the Chochem's leg. They managed to get him to feel the tsar of Yaakov. So the Mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael is really one unit. If we're one unit, then that's Achdus, even Olam Abo. It's not, we're not individuals. The Vort from Miller is like this. Miller says that sometimes, you know, when a person really appreciates Ruchnius, he knows what he's going for, sometimes it can turn into a bitter rat race. That is to say, if a person is so keen on his Ruchnius, and he's so careful every second of Torah, and then he could be self-centered and can ignore people. I remember once I heard a story about a very chosh rabocha. They were distributing Mishnayos to learn out, which is the custom in yeshivas. Some people find it's a bit difficult when they've got Sidurei Yeshiva. and to learn Mishnayos really takes him out from learning. Presumably the idea is not to be learning the Mishnayos in Seder, it's to find another separate Seder, Lili Neshama, time which was anyway not being utilized. But he refused a Beshitta not to learn anything Lili Neshamas anyone. What says? Torah? I'm going to give up my Torah for someone else? He appreciated Torah. He was a terrific Rambam, terrific Masmid. But he didn't have the idea, Bichlal, that his Torah should just go over to someone else, make a Tesa. The truth of the matter is, if we mention that, is that, again, a vote from Matzil, Zorazan Gazun Tishtar, that there's a chiluk sufficient, there's a difference between schus and schar. You have schus a Torah, you have schar from Torah. Schar, no one's going to take with you schar. You do the mitzvah, you get schar. But there's such a thing as schus. What's schus? We're talking about mezakeh other people, mezakeh rabbim. That means you helped, Reuben helped Shimon to steigen over the system. Reuben helped Shimon to do the mitzvah. He did the mitzvah, you didn't do it, Reuben. But you have a schus. Your schus is that you promoted him, helped him to do his own mitzvah, get schar. It's his schar. But you have a special schus that which is reserved for you. When you learn Mishnah with someone, the schar is for the nifter. Sorry, the schar is for the person who's learning Torah. But the schus is now being attributed to the person who's nifter. Maybe he's not reaching his shleimus in Olam Habo, and maybe he really needs this zikr rabbin to clinch things for him. And finally, with Olam Habo, Rav Miller has a further vote regarding Anova. Anova has got to do with Olam Habo. He brings down from Gaon. The Gaon explained on the Pasuk, Nogila v'nismcho boch. It says that the Gaon explains the difference between Gila and Simcha. So Rav Miller explained it in this unimitable way that, let's take a case, a Yid who goes after Meyavesim Shonon, Habezim Shalmalo, and he gets it now with his reward. Now, without speaking with relation to the actual reward, but the actual attitude and his understanding with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's like this. Imagine this, he didn't do any Averas. That's the way to put it. He had a Havamina once to do an Avera. He didn't do an Avera. Once he had a Havamina to do an Avera. So he comes to Olam Habo and he sees how great the Kodesh Baruch Hu is. Much greater than he thought. Now what happens is, he thinks about himself. He thought, okay. However, he actually worked on himself, he thought it was so-and-so, he realizes much less than he thought. Because, and actually, if that's the case, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually much greater than he thought. And one second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great, and I had a havana to go against his Ratzon. One second, if that's the case, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one second, he was even greater than I thought, because he did a toivah to someone who was so shuffle and unbelievable. And then now he thinks about himself, and goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even greater. It's a galgal choizah which never ends. The whole time he has a hasaga, a concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. On the other hand, his shiflus, and he gets more hanof, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's toivah with him. And that's the galgal choizah where Nogila v'nismachobo, because why is it Nogila v'nismachobo? Olam Habo can't just be a stagnant, static hanor, one-off. It has to be changing. There has to be variety. That's an aspect of the variety. That he sees Gadlus Hashem even greater and greater as the moments go on, and he appreciates even more how kind the Kodesh Baruch Hu was with him, how great the Kodesh Baruch Hu is, and that's Galgal HaChoizah, which is never-ending, and that's the terrific change of the difference between Gila and Simcha, where one is referring to momentary hanor, and the other is referring to change. We mentioned briefly, Derech Agav, the chiluk between schus and schar. I want to just expand that point. I think it's toeles. There's a famous maaseh with a taz, which the Chaim Volozhin brings in Ruach Chaim. He brings down from Adonainu David, where the taz was teaching a chabura, and a woman came in distraught. Her son was taken ill, critically ill, and she came in desperate to the Taz for assistance. So the Taz answers in Belushi, "Atachas Elokim Anoichi, well, how can I help you? I'm very sorry." He says, "No, I'm interested in the Schus HaTorah from Adoni. The Schus HaTorah which is being learned now. Please, dedicate it to my son, that he should recover." Oh, he says, fine. He told the Bnei Chabura, "Rabbi, so we're learning now, concentrate." I think the pshat is that they were learning anyway. So what's the chiluk? The chiluk is that now they'll learn with extra fervor, extra intensity, extra echus, and that will be in the schus of the child. The child was saved, his life was saved, he had a recovery. That's talking about schus HaTorah. The Maisel of Chofetz Chaim, Rav Tzion, once brought, I think Shmuel Greinemann asked the Chofetz Chaim, there was a crisis in World War I, Vadi Yeshivas was in a financial collapse, and they had a meeting, an overnight meeting with Gdoli Ador, Chaim Oizer Grzynski, Zatzal, and other Gdolim, and Chofetz Chaim was there, and they were up all night trying to find some sort of solution to this crisis. And they found no solution, zero solutions. And they were approaching to the Shacharis after doing Mishma all night long, and the Chofetz Chaim was, as the Shulman Ryman described, verdeigert and zerbrochen. He was worried and completely shattered. And Shul Ryman was quite young, I don't know exactly the age, and he had an idea of a youngster. He went, approached the Chofetz Chaim, seriously, he says, listen, I believe my mitzvah hanochos tefillin this morning, the schar of my mitzvah, is worth much more than the financial deficit of Vada Yeshivas. I'm prepared, if the Chofetz Chaim will give his hashkama, I'm prepared to make a deal with Eibishter that the schar of this mitzvah this morning for Hanochas Tefillin should go to Vadi Yeshivas, and I'll be Mavata. I'll be Mavata in Olam Abo. What does the Chofetz Chaim say to that? Chofetz Chaim smiled and told him it's not Shaykh. He explained that if you knew, Moshe Lamadov, a child wants a sweet. He wants a sweet, a single sweet from the candy shop. A sweet shop, and he has a check from his father, open check for £1 million. He goes into the candy shop, and he asks the moicher, he says, can I have this sweet? He says, no problem, that's 50p. He gives him the check, says, keep the change. He says, you must be joking. This check is worth more than all the entire shop together and my whole financial existence. I can't take this check. No, I'm a vatter. Just give me the candy. No, I can't give the candy. I want the candy. I'm paying for it. What do you want from me? No, I can't do this. I'm sorry. And he sends the child out of the shop empty-handed. You can't give over your schar when you don't know what you're giving over. Schar of a mitzvah by Al Malekha. Had we known what the schar of a mitzvah is, we'd never be masking. You can't make such an agreement. So it's a nice thought, but it's not practical. We have to know the value of our mitzvahs, but schus is always shayach. And coming back to the nekuda of the spiritual rat race, that we have to understand that we have to promote Torah, promote mitzvahs, promote tefillah, and never ever feel that we're losing out. We're not losing out. Adarabah. That's the emissar of Avdus. If a person lets someone else have the mitzvah, let him have his schar. I want to promote his mitzvah. I'll have a schus. That's enough for me. Once thought about it, that we know that the noshim, our companions, our other half, they have a tremendous avodas Hashem, but sometimes they take a back seat. They do take a back seat. There's midas atznius, they're modest, they don't have the headlines, we don't publicize them, no pictures, nothing. And very often there's not much biographies about them. Very rare. You don't hear much about the women. They take a back seat always, all along. But the truth is that their avodas Hashem is very much the idea of being mezakeh others. They mezakeh their husbands and first and foremost, to encourage them to learn, to keep the shurim, learn Torah when they have spare moments, and to do chasodim, and daven betzibul, daven properly. They're the backing the whole time. That's, they have the schus. They're not doing the mitzvah so much. They have plenty of mitzvahs as well, they have plenty, but it's schus. Schus is a very, very special aspect where a person actually, at the end of the day, he hasn't got the schar waiting for him. He's just been mezakeh other people. He's been mezakeh other. That's a very, very precious. And I see, I do have time for, we're speaking about schus, a vort which I heard once from Ratzil, Zorozayn Gesundheit Stark, where he questions the Chovos of Vovos. We started with the Chovos of Vovos, and we'll mention him again. He has a tremendous chidush, Rabbi Yisai. The Chovos of Vovos says that if a person does Torah and mitzvahs his entire life, he amasses a tremendous amount, finishes Shabbos 50,000 times, and he does, I don't know how many millions of pounds of stock in this country and abroad. And yeah, he's waiting. He's got it coming. He's waiting for to be paid on a ball. Says the Chovos of Vovos. A boy said, no living in the middle, because you have to hear the answer. With no depression here. He says that the person is not guaranteed on a ball. He depends on two things. I mean, he's a Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, an excellent, perfect Yid. But he needs two things. He's lacking two things. He needs Chesed Elokim. The person doesn't owe us anything. We need Chesed Elokim. He has to want to give us schar. If he's not interested, he's not mechuyev of anything, because any mitzvah we did was only through his help. So he can't come and tell you, I did this. Yeah, but how did you do it? I helped you do it. So what can you tell us? Chesed Elokim. And the second chiddush he says, it's a terrific chiddush, he says that you need zikur rabim. If you haven't got zikur rabim, that means you haven't helped others to do mitzvahs, promote Torah, mitzvahs by other people, Bereshit does not chayv anything to you.
Really?
So that, Ramazzo says, Ken Zayin is the reason for Minhag Yisrael, where we learn the Ilui Nishmas, people who are Nifta, and we learn the Shomos, like learn Shas, sometimes we learn the Shai, sometimes even they mention the Gemara. We do things, we start source of Kamachim in their memory, so that some people, you know, the person be a guns finally his whole life, Torah, Tefillah, Mazim Tovim, but he never actually had the opportunity for Zikar Rabim, because he didn't have the school. So I suppose I want to thank you, by the way, for the opportunity to speak here, all those involved. But for some people, there could be a finally, they didn't have Zikar Rabim. But that could be exactly what he needs, what he's lacking. So we try and make sure to, at least after Mev Essin, that we mazaka them. That's Minhag Yisrael. But where's the makom from Chosov Asas Matzil? Where's he getting makom for this? Without the Zikar Rabbi, you haven't got the makom. Where do you need the makom for that? Matzil says he thinks the Gemara in Achoyvel and Bava Kamma, the Gemara speaks about Yehuda ben Yaakov Avinu. Yehuda, we know, said, listen, if I don't bring back Binyamin, he said, I'll be Menudin Olam Azem Olam Abo. And although he did bring back Binyamin, nevertheless, Kilas Chochom, even Al Tnai, is Miskayim. And he was Menuda. Moshe Rabbeinu stood up, and Yehuda's bones were all separated, and he didn't reach his Menuch Olam Abo until Moshe Rabbeinu got up and said, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. But Moshe Rabbeinu was Melamed S'chus on Yehuda, and he said, "Who mi goren Reuven sheyoyde? Who caused you, Reuven ben Yaakovinu, to be moide in his hate?" That was Yehuda, the s'chus of Yehuda. What happened here? Then the Gemara says, explains the whole process, stage by stage, how the bones started uniting, and then he reached his menuch and olam abor. He reached Masifta Derukia, but he was also noisav and noitein. And he was managed to be mishtatef in Shiva Shamalo, and then he was also zeicher to the madrega of Lasukish Shmaya and the Hilchasa, all different madregas. But how did it start? Moshe Rabbeinu declared that Mi Goren Reuven Sheyode, Yehuda caused Reuven to be moide on his chait with Bila. The specific gedarga of Reuven, obviously, but there was a nekuda of chait. And so, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do actually? When in Yehuda's lifetime this happened. He did this Ma'aseh Tov. What happened now? Moshe Rabbeinu publicized it. So what happened now? Until now, it wasn't well known. He wasn't Mezakeh Rabim until now. He was Mezakeh Yochid. Yehuda's behavior was helpful to Reuven, his brother. But it wasn't Mezakeh Rabim. Moshe Rabbeinu publicized it. It became a Mezakeh Rabim. Now this is Mezakeh Rabim. Yehuda had the ticket to enter Olam Habo. And with all the falling madrigas, that's what Ken Zayin they call for Luchos Alvavos. Just to summarize, Chaim HaKodesh here is not just three Stam HaKdomos to Kabbalas HaTorah, Zrizus, Achdus, and Anovo. It seems to be all encompassing Sai Ben Odom Chavedu, Ben Odom Amokum, Ben Odom La'atzmo, and I think it accompanies us even in Olam Abo. It has got to do with Klal Yisrael, with the whole Achdus and of everyone together. I have 1 minute, according to the clock, right to finish. We had the very upsetting tragedy in Haunov. I just want to say that these four Kedoshim, I had a shaykhus a bit to two of them, but they were very special people, and one of them, Rav Turetsky, Hashem Yikom Domo, it was publicized afterwards that he actually was on the Madrega where he was waiting and dying for Kiddush Hashem. He was dying for the opportunity. Because Rabbi gave him this chus. That means that even though a person could be, even he's in the middle of Hashem, normally the Hanhoga is that person wouldn't be taken with Olam Hazeh. He has a Shmira, he's learning Torah. He's dovel to Hashem. But if a person is of a Darga where he feels that would be the biggest chus for him, to be a korban for Klal Yisrael, and be Mechaper with the chait of Mechiras, Yosef, whatever it is, then a Kodesh will give him the opportunity. But it's a terrific Madrega. We have to understand what a mile is to be Achdus with Klal Yisrael, and of course, Lord, would help us. We should have a emissary of Kabbalah Torah, Al Tzadah Toy B'Yosef.